Well, we're early today. It's 8:07, but the Athlete of the Week is being brought to you by Iad Insurance, with locations in Blissfield, Lambertville, and Petersburg, honoring student athletes and their excellence, determination, and success in competition and in the classroom. And it's my pleasure to introduce you, we already met her, Emma Eldred from Tecumseh High School Volleyball. Emma, welcome to Inside the Cave.
Thank you for having me.
This is not your first time, though.
It's not.
Yeah.
I came last year around this time.
And so tell us, you had a great week last week, 29 kills, 27 digs, 6 blocks. This week, in a victory over Lincoln, you had 14 kills, 8 digs, and 4 aces. Your team now is 30-1 on the season. Sounds like you're having a pretty good year.
Yeah, I would say so.
So tell us about your team and how this has all come about.
I would say our team is, we're pretty strong. We're very connected. Our morale is really high. We're all very close. I think we all just fit in very well together, athletically and outside of it.
Well, chemistry is a big part
of
a team. And 30-1, that one blemish that came early in the season.
Mm-hmm. It was our first or second tournament. It's a very good Roscommon team. We expect them to make it far in the postseason, too. They were good.
Well, you've got the league. It looks like you're going to win the league, regular season league. Of course, you'll have the district tournament. And that'll be at Adrian.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think out of the county Clinton will be in there. Clinton's having a good year. Have you played Clinton this year yet?
We haven't, but I believe they're at our next quad home. So we'll see them before counties.
Okay. Well, tell us a little about your personal goals this year. I know as a senior and last year you guys went all the way to the final game. What were your individual goals this year? And a little bit maybe about your team goals.
My individual goals were definitely to step up, to be more of a leader, like take in the juniors, help them out, like try to get the experience for them so we can make a longer run. And as a team goal, I think, just make a long run and just continue to build the morale of the team.
Well, last year's long run got you all the way to the finals.
It did.
And who did you lose to in the finals? I hate to even bring that up, but.
We lost to Detroit Country Day.
Okay, yeah, I remember that now. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, your district, where's that at this year? Do you know?
Adrian.
At Adrian?
Yes.
And do you know who's in that?
I believe
offhand?
It's us, Madison, Adrian, Columbia Central, Chelsea, and Michigan Center.
Okay. So a little bit different than last year, isn't it?
It's a little mixed up.
Yeah, because didn't you have a relatively tough team in your district last year, if I remember correct?
Yeah, we had Milan.
Okay.
They were a pretty good team.
Okay. Yeah, okay. All right, well, tell us a little bit about some of your teammates, some of their names, so that I know you got a lot of really good volleyball players on that team.
So some of the underclassmen and juniors, we have Riley, who's a freshman, who's stepped up great. She's fit in right into our program. I mean, her experience, her playing level is top-notch for a freshman. We have a junior, Maddie McFarland, who stepped up and played middle because we lost our two middles last year, and she's doing a great job. She also stepped right in. She's never played middle, and she's on the stats all the time, stepping up, being a leader. And then we have a couple other juniors. We have Rayleigh. She's a DS. She's doing great. Her energy is great in the back row. We have Violet and Laura. They fill in, they go wherever they're needed. It's great. And then some other seniors who have returned are Maddie, who's out for the season, but does everything she can to help us. Chloe, great. Lily, who's our setter. And then we have Morgan and Lainey. And we have a great team this year.
Let's talk about, we ask every athlete, when did all this get started? Way, way, way back when you were little. How little were you when you first started playing the game?
I think I was in sixth grade or fifth or sixth grade. I started our youth program.
Okay, and you've played ever since?
I have. Played ever since then.
You play summer and winter?
Yeah, I play travel,
the whole thing. Tell us about Coach Skeldon, about her coaching this team and having great success.
She's a great coach. I've had her since my freshman year. She's been my club coach past year. She knows how to push us. I mean, she knows when to have, like, have fun and, like, let us not go easy, but just, like, let loose a little bit. But she definitely pushes us to be our best. And we have the hard practices. We have the tough talks. And I think that, like, that helps a lot.
Well, you mentioned as a senior, one of the things you wanted to do is take on more of a leadership role. But mm-hmm. can you give us an example of how you've done it this year?
I would say maybe... Maybe in, like, tough games, we try to, like, I know Lily does a really good job at this. We try to, like, maybe, like, take a huddle, take, like, more time to ourselves, not let the game control us and, like, their pace.
So when you do huddle up like that, who's the voice in there? Are you the voice in that huddle most of the time?
I would say Lily Ganaki is a really big voice for us. I am a voice, too, but Lily's very, very good at that.
Yeah. Well, you got... it looks like you're going to go ahead and win the division. The district looks very winnable again. And I know you got your sights set on a state championship. I mean, you can't – it's when you've got the talent that you've got and you got that deep last year and you got a taste of it, I know that's probably the goal, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
From day one, I would guess.
Yeah. Knowing, like, that we made it that last year and it's not, like, unreachable – It's a huge goal of us, and we all, like, most of us know how the experience, because, I mean, a lot of the juniors were brought up last year that are on the team right now, and so they know what it takes to get there.
Well, that's part of it. I mean, the experience of making that run and playing against the best of the best, when you get past that district, you're going to play really, really good teams,
yes.
And there's not going to be any easy ones, and a lot of games are going to come right down to the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're talking with Elma Eldred from Tecumseh High School Volleyball. On our Athlete of the Week program, we'll be back after this word.
When it comes to protecting your family, your home, your business, why settle for impersonal service? Buying insurance locally means you're working with someone who knows you and your community. No working through a push-button phone system or dealing with call centers. This is Ray Pitts with the Iad Insurance Agency. As your local auto owner's insurance agent, we have 3 convenient locations to help you with all your insurance needs. Iad Insurance and Auto Owners. We make buying insurance simpler.
Sorry, you're back inside the cave. Pat Hayes, Mark Comstock, our Athlete of the Week program brought to you by Iad Insurance. Emma Eldred is our Athlete of the Week. No stranger to Inside the Cave. And I guess one of the questions we have to ask you is, you're a senior. What's going to happen next year? Are you going to go on and play volleyball or...
I'm still undecided on what I want to do. It's a big option for me right now, but I haven't decided.
Well, I'm sure schools are talking to you.
Yeah, there's a few who have reached out, but yeah.
But you want to leave your options open.
Yeah.
All right. Now, do you play any other sport?
I do. I play softball.
Okay.
Yep.
So between the two, which one do you like the best?
I would probably say volleyball.
I thought that would be the answer.
Well, you're... I'm sure you're enjoying your senior year, and you mentioned homecomings coming up. You guys, a lot of schools have already had their homecomings,
yeah.
But those last go-arounds are fun. And, you know, how do you like, finishing up your senior year? I always talk to my daughter, you know, I wanted her to sprint through the finish. Don't let up. Seniors, don't let up. Don't let up on leadership in the building. Don't let up on your seasons. And academically finish strong. But how are you viewing your senior year?
Well, I feel like it's going by pretty fast. I mean, our volleyball season's almost, it's halfway through. I would say, I mean, pressing on the gas, we're going all the way. Like, I'm not stopping. I don't want to, like, let up, like you said. I don't know. I think it's going fast, and I think I just have to keep focused on, like,
well, I'm going to tell you, it's going to go fast.
Yeah.
And this season, like you said, you're already most of the way through your mm-hmm. volleyball season. And then volleyball, will you do volleyball in the winter before? Or will you kind of let off the volleyball to turn your attention to softball?
Well, my travels start after Thanksgiving, so I'll be doing it pretty close after.
Well, with, you know, your team 30-1, we usually ask the question, is there any area where you need improvement in or where the team does or you individually need to work on?
I think we are getting there, but our consistency We are pretty consistent, but here and there, we're a little looser on stuff. Like, you can't really, like, let up on a team just because of the skill level, and I think we need to build that a little bit more, but I think we're pretty well-rounded as a team.
Yeah. Right, well, with 30-1 record.
Let me ask you one question, and you can answer it. I was part of the girls' state championship mm-hmm. team last year, and I looked across when we won it at the end. I looked across at the other team, and they were just absolutely crushed. And you go through the line in all those games when teams thought they had a chance to win it, and it would have been no different. You got to the final game last year. How disappointing was it losing that championship game? And how has it been a driving force for you this year?
I mean, it was definitely very disappointing. And, I mean, we were all just grateful to be there. I mean, obviously, we wanted the win. We were happy for the team. But this year, I think it's just, like, that extra push. Like, we realized, like, we could be there. And, like, we could have the title. And I think that's, like, always in the back of our head that, like, we want to be the team on top, as any other team does.
There's not many teams that can say that.
No.
I mean, there's a handful of teams
mm-hmm. yeah.
that really know that this we can do it. Mm-hmm. And that's a big difference, that you know you can win that state championship and you have the experience, the talent, the coach to do it. So I hope you do it. I mean, you've got a heck of a group there. So best of luck.
Thank you.
And Emma, we want to thank you for coming in all the way over from Tecumseh to be with us. We have some parting gifts for you there. We have a certificate, a cave towel, a cave sticker. Display those with wherever you want.
Yeah, display those at the state tournament. Wave that around.
And, you know, we had an all-time first here. We had Emma read one of the sports stories here in our update. So
that's right.
Thank you
that
for doing
that.
That
might be a tradition as well as you
yeah.
did. We might give others a shot at
yeah.
it.
All right. Congratulations to Emma Eldred from Tecumseh High School
Thank
Volleyball
you.
For being the Iatt Insurance Athlete of the Week. Hard work and dedication inspire us all. Iatt Insurance Agency, insurance made simple.